This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, for Week 7, Buccaneers versus Bears. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament and Holiday Spectacular December 11th at West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. What does that mean? That means family law. That means divorce. That means whatever your legal need is, Brandon Legal Group can help. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. My email, exclusive for podcast listeners, is ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you have questions about your starters this week, your bench, rostering a player, not rostering a player, waivers on a player, trade offers, dealing with what some are calling Bimageddon. For me, Bimageddon is coming up week 13. I'm hoping to have my playoff spot clinched by then so I can just take my entire fantasy team to Cabo or something, because that's how my team is constructed. But if you are affected significantly by the bye weeks or even Kareem Hunt's injury, that did affect me and is affecting me as we speak, I'm happy to offer you a second opinion. I don't want to pick an A or B for your starting lineup. You don't pick my starters. I don't pick yours. I'll just offer you a second opinion at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. This will be a short one because the Bucks opponent doesn't offer very much in terms of fantasy value. Allen Robinson has been one of my favorite guys in fantasy football for the simple reason that I'm going to pull him up here and look at his unfortunate numbers for this season. But Allen Robinson has been a guy throughout his career that is productive in fantasy at the wide receiver position, playing with inferior quarterbacks in Jacksonville and in Chicago. So this year, he starts the year with Andy Dalton, knowing Dalton's on a short leash. And sooner rather than later, we go to Justin Fields. And it has been a struggle for Justin Fields. There's a learning curve there. The thought that Nagy isn't going to be there very long. Play calling shifted from what, Nagy to Lazor. Just a lot of things that are ultimately in play here. And Robinson hasn't put up his normal fantasy numbers. I know he's not in the top 25 of wide receivers in my 21st century standard scoring settings, which Godwin's at 25. Evans is up at 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Antonio Brown, 15, as an example. Let me just see if Robinson's even in the second 25. Because I kind of doubt it. I don't see him. So that just tells you how bad things are for the Bears passing game and how even Robinson can't make it better. The only Bear in the top 50 is at 46, Darnell Mooney. He's got 25 receptions this year. He also had one carry for 10 yards. I guess that was a reverse. And he scored one time. So, and at 37.6 points, I always say you want to get double digits out of your starters. So he's well below that for six games. He's more of a he's more of a 6 point per game guy. Is that how many you're he's not even rostered in 50% of leagues. So it's unfortunate there Allen Robinson comes up. I show Allen Robinson, sadly, 53, 54, 55, hang with me, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64. Going into week 7, Allen Robinson, who many of you drafted probably as a wide receiver 2 or a wide receiver 3, is wide receiver 64 in my scoring settings, rostered in 92% of leagues. And you know what? Much of the process, and injury is no factor here, much of the process, I think this year has been pretty predictable with most big names. Not all, but most big names. We'll explore that on a separate edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. But yeah, Allen Robinson is averaging under 5 fantasy points per game. Yikes. Now, I know I said injury is no factor and he has a questionable tag on him. So he had a season-high 53 yards receiving against the Packers. Season-high. No, that's not right, because he had 63 yards receiving against the Lions. So just that statement in the Yahoo notes is wrong. But his season-high is 63 yards. He has one touchdown, and that was in a 2-for-24 game against the Bengals. Didn't practice Wednesday due to an ankle injury. Played through it last week. Don't overthink the Bucs as the opponent. Don't play a non-productive player just because the opponent seems to be a good matchup. Take care of your own house. You know, the Buffalo Bills had one of the top 3 rushing defenses going into Monday night. They had only given up 2 rushing touchdowns in 5 games. Derrick Henry had 3. I know you're saying, well, that's Derrick Henry. But it's just proof. Fantasy matchups are overrated. At this point, you can't play Allen Robinson. You can't, even if there's no defense on the field at all. If it's a 7-on-7 drill, you can't play Allen Robinson until further notice. He's wide receiver 64, averaging less than 5 points per game. Here are the guys he's ahead of. Sammy Watkins, Nelson Agholor, A.J. Brown. Ooh, he's been a disappointment. Kenny Golladay, DeSean Jackson, Randall Cobb, D.J. Chark, Freddie Swain, Byron Pringle, Julio Jones is wide receiver 74, and Chester Rogers. Yeah, you can't play Allen Robinson, and I don't think you can play Mooney. Actually, Mooney's clearly the better play than Robinson. But the one bear you can play is Khalil Herbert. And let me pull him up because I own him in both leagues that I'm in, the Foundation and the Podcast League. I played him last week in the Podcast League, and he was terrific. He nearly put up 20 points for me. I think he had a touchdown taken off the board due to an offensive line call. I caught the end of the replay. I saw him zooming through the hole, fans booing, and the announcer saying, I don't see much here. But Herbert has touched the ball. Now, I know you're saying, who's Khalil Herbert? He's touched the ball almost 40 times the last 2 weeks. Granted, there's no Montgomery. And as of the time of this podcast, Williams is still on the COVID list. So Herbert was kind of the only option the Bears had last week, but he performed extremely well. You can argue it was their best offensive game from any single player all season. He looks the part. Now, I know he's small, but he looks the part. He's quick, he's decisive, and he's strong. I'm playing him again this week. I understand the Bucs are a top run defense. Again, matchups are overrated. What else are the Bears going to do to move the football? Herbert has shown he can move the chains. So, especially if Williams stays on the COVID list, I think Herbert is the only player of any consideration for the Bears from a fantasy standpoint against the Buccaneers. Pick number 217, I believe, in the 2021 NFL draft. No one picked him in any fantasy draft. He's still out there on waivers in about 50% of leagues. I highly recommend picking him up, even if you say, well, I'm not playing a running back against the Bucs. Fine. But put him on your team. From the Tampa Bay standpoint, Keep checking status on both Gronk and Antonio Brown. Gronk could be back this week. Probably not. Brown, ankle injury from the Thursday night game. Fortunately for him, he has 3 extra days to get over it. I'm invested in Antonio Brown. I obviously want to see him play. As we showed with those top 25, Brown is currently ahead of Evans and Godwin, and he even missed a game due to COVID. He missed the Ram game. Brady's still playing like a top 5 quarterback, so of course he's staying in there. And this week, in one of my leagues, because I needed a running back to play, and I was going to have to cut Dalton Schultz to make room for that running back, I traded Dalton Schultz for Leonard Fournette. Schultz isn't playing this week, but Fournette isn't going to play in 2 weeks, so the bye is kind of a push. Fournette is 5th in the NFL in running back touches in the red zone. 5th. And really, since Gronk has gone out, the Bucs are calling Fournette's number a lot when they get near the goal line. And why not? Ronald Jones is nowhere to be found. I said 2 months ago the Bucs could trade Ronald Jones by the deadline, and the deadline is now here. And the Bucs aren't playing Gio Bernard other than in obvious spread formation, down in distance, two-minute drill type situations. They want Bernard to catch the ball when it's Brady in the shotgun. So Fournette's role is rapidly increasing. The numbers are great. I know in some leagues he's been RB6 the last 3 weeks. He was RB3 in my league last week off his performance against the Eagles. So I'm playing Fournette this week after acquiring him to help me with the vacant spot left by Kareem Hunt. So that'll do it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. Again, for podcast listeners only, I answer your emails at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at toddwright2121, or I am on Facebook as simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin presented by Brandon Legal Group.